Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Jerrica,
good morning,
Joan.
I'm very, very well indeed.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Your hair looks stunning this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the height you've got there.
Yes, I came via Mark, who does a wonderful, wonderful job, and I said to him, can you put a bit of height in it today?
Mm-hmm. Is there something underneath that?
Yes, it's a basically it's a big cotton wool clump, and what he's done is wrapped it round just something from...
You never know.
You don't know, no.
I mean, if a sort of little white peeps coming through, I'd think it was just your grey bits.
Yes, exactly. You wouldn't notice anyway. But I mean, it's an entire sort of big bumper pack of cotton wool, and he's wrapped the hair around. He's done a wonderful, marvellous, very clever.
And will that stay for the week?
That will stay for a week to 10 days. I've got various events, as you know, this week coming up. So, you know, I wanted to just do something special.
Absolutely. You just don't want to be to-ing and fro-ing to the bathroom with, you know, combs and brushes and sprays and whatnot.
That's it.
And of course, in America, they call it the blowout.
Yes, that's what they call it. And he's given me this wonderful sort of netting bag, which I just pop on overnight. That keeps
over your whole face,
over the face and the neck, and just pops down onto the top of the shoulders. So essentially, you're very protected.
And also a boon if you're in mosquito land, which we're not.
We're not.
Although we're actually very close to a river where I live, as you know. And,
yes.
I still worry about mosquitoes.
Yes, yes. Well, you get little midges and what have you anyway, any time of year.
Mm. And I suppose the only problem is your husband can't get near you with that netting unless you're into some sort of erotic pretending you're... Yeah, you know.
Well, you know, as you know, he's hugely patient and away a lot. And he happens to be in Hong Kong this week, so we're good to go.
Good to go. Yeah. Good to go. And so are we this morning with our first problem. Okay, so,
right.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, my husband and I seem to have reached an impasse in the bedroom. And he suggested we try role play, but I just don't know where to begin. Celia, 62, from Truro.
Oh, 62, I thought you meant that was her address. She is 62.
She's 62.
I see. Right. Yes, it's a tricky one. Celia, did you say? Celia.
Yes, 62 from Truro.
Hello, hello, good morning, Celia.
Hello.
Oh, hello, hello. Yes, look, it's hard to know where to start, isn't it?
Not least with... What role play? You know, it's the first thing that springs to mind for me is, you know, policewoman or bus lady, lollipop lady.
French maid.
Yes, I mean, French maid is sexier. She says in the longer letter that her husband wants her to be playing someone quite accomplished.
A pianist or...
I'm not sure, because she mentioned lollipop lady, and I'm sort of thinking, how is
that's
that? I mean, no insult to people out there doing a valuable job.
But it's sort of lonely old ladies who can stagger up the road and hold her, as long as they can hold the pole, sort of, with no disrespect. But yes, I mean, I suppose if he is looking for somebody with accomplishment... Yes, well, that's a good question. What is that?
Exactly.
What does that look like?
She says here that he'd like it if she could speak a foreign language. I mean, it's hard to sort of whip that up for a role play, isn't it? You know,
well, especially
in the hours.
Yes, I suppose. And especially if you're in the throes of passion. I mean, I imagine she's still capable of passion. I don't know. She doesn't say where she's at in terms of HRT, etc.
No. I mean, with no offence, but the picture, she looks much older than 62, doesn't she?
Oh, goodness, yes, she does. Yes, she does. Well, I mean, actually... I would say there's a few things here that need to... I think she needs to scroll back. And we've talked about this before, Joan. We've talked about mirrors in the home being so important, particularly for the ladies. Mm. To have a good look in the mirror and think to herself, well, look, I'm 62. She looks here, what, late 70s? You know, she needs to have a good hard look at what she's eating, what she's drinking. I mean, I
think she could drink more water.
She could drink a lot more water because that's a walnutty texture, isn't it? Particularly on the nose. I don't know if she doesn't say if she's a drinker, but, you know, I would suggest she needs to take a look at that, maybe go and have a facial, see if they can chemically peel off some of that.
I think that's more than just peeling. I mean, that looks...
I mean, that could be a medical condition. I don't want to make any judgments because it's a tiny photo. That's one of those little passport booths, isn't it? It's always hard to really see.
Yes. But the implication by that sort of face and neck is of someone who, okay, she's lucky she looks slender.
Yes.
But slender in that rather withered way.
Gaunt.
Gaunt, slightly AIDS-y looking.
Yes, yeah, a sort of AIDS-y, nutty, gaunty look. You know, there's that, you know, all right, let's flip the coin. Let's say, all right, you've got an AIDS-y, nutty, gaunty look. You look a little bit gender fluidy. What about choosing that as your role play?
Yes, I mean, go for something like, I'm showing my age here, Tim Curry in, you know,
Rocky Horror Show.
Yes.
Mm.
You know, she could say that she's going to be him for the night.
Yes, why not? Or Tim Pigott-Smith in, what was that series?
The Flame Trees of Theta?
That's the one. Something like that. I don't know. You know, you'd need to... I mean, look, we've got Google nowadays. I don't know why she's fishing around for ideas.
Or she could be, you know, Dot Cotton.
In Walford?
Yes. I mean, she's in Truro, but they can pretend.
Yes.
I mean... The question as well is he going to do role play? I mean, it seems like the onus has been put on her. I think with role play, you need to really think about, first of all, how far are you going to go with it? Are you going to go the full nightly and prepare, you know, months in advance for each role? Sit alone in a room and develop the character, go to the shops and buy the appropriate clothing.
God.
And then you've got to think... How is that actually going to create a sexual frisson?
Mm.
So let's take, for example, if she were to play Dot Cotton,
mm-hmm.
how's that going to be sexy for...
What's his name?
Norman.
Norman. We haven't got the full picture here, have we,
no.
Joan? I mean, I think that... And if you are listening, Celia, when you do write in, it's very helpful if you can give us more details than this, because this is a very scant, rushed description. I understand you may be... feeling anxious and not knowing where to turn.
Well, there's actually stains on the page, which would imply perhaps some tears.
Weeping, right.
Unless she's got a cold or something, she sneezed.
Well, that could be yes, I was going to say, because from that nutty nose, you can see there's a little bit of discharge. I mean, I would say, to be honest, first things first, let's get that nose checked out, because I don't like the look of it. And that may be part of what's putting your
just
husband
just aesthetically
off.
Or you're actually medically concerned?
Both. Very much both. So I would say let's start with the nose and see where she goes from there.
And as
you suggest, go through some old TV shows, start to isolate what sort of character it is you want to play. Be realistic. You know, you're not going to be playing Ursula Andress in the Bond movie as she was in the bikini, possibly as she is now.
I mean, yes.
And actually, and this is something else, but see Celia, yes. With a double L. That's an unusual...
Yes.
That's or is it Scylla?
Oh, I'm not sure, actually. I mean, as we said, writing's very, very difficult.
Yes, it's patchy, isn't it? And as you say, smeared.
Mm.
But yes, I think it's more...
I'm actually beginning to wonder now, with those stains, what they are. I mean, we can just question...
Let me have a...
Is it a sort of...
Can I have a little...
Yeah, I'm having a...
No, that does smell a little bit... There's a sort of a fishy... Do you want to have a little sniff, Joan, see if you can get anything from that?
Oh, that's very...
It's actually quite rank.
Yes. Gosh.
Right, no.
This is, you know, actually opening up a whole other can of worms,
yes,
really. In that I'm questioning whether Celia's...
Actually who she says she is.
Well, you get this with women of a certain age where... I don't know. I'm feeling quite a troubled vibration from Celia's letter, and I'm sort of thinking: is she one of these women who's taking it upon herself to write a letter to all intents and purposes, a nice, normal, upstanding member of society? And in fact, she's taken that bit of paper into the toilet with her, or done it in the front room, and just
abused it.
Her vagina down on it,
which is a form of abuse.
It is, and I feel quite.
I feel dirtied.
Mm.
So, Celia, if you're listening, this sort of thing isn't acceptable. We would report you to the police. If this happens again, you will be reported to the police.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we move on, Jo?
Yes, let's move on.
Disappointing. It's disappointing.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, my son is 11,
mm-hmm.
and unlike a lot of boys who become more shy at this age, he has been showing me his now quite large penis and copious pubic hair. I don't want to upset him by stopping this, but is it normal? This morning he asked if I'd like to see him ejaculate Valerie Cuffy from Bridport.
Yes. Well, Valerie, my heart goes out to you. This is a difficult and pretty common situation. Mm. So don't feel alone. Just know, and I think Joan, we're going to go over to you in a minute, because Joan has had personal experience of this. As boys get more of a sense, as they should indeed get, of being the powerful beings within the world that they are, and the important and... you know, sometimes we ask a lot of these guys. We ask a lot of guys. And we expect them to sit in a corner and perform. And sometimes they just want to say, no, I'm not just a puppet. I've got ideas. I've got my own ideas. And I want to show you what my ideas are. And that's essentially what he's doing when he wants to see you see him ejaculate. It's about
showing his ideas.
Showing you his ideas.
It is very creative, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And I think it's actually very positive.
Mm.
I think when my son first did something very similar, he would take me through step by step each stage of the penis developing and, you know, the way the pubic hair goes from the dusky little sort of downy
fluff
into that very bushy, strong, wiry bush.
Yes.
And... you know, we did lots of photos and pictures and things to try and sort of, you know, just make it part of everyday
life. Make it fun.
Life. Make it fun, exactly. Yeah. It's not a secretive, dreadful thing that you need to shut the bathroom door. Some parents find the ejaculating frightening. But the other thing to remember, of course, is the woman that a son is first attracted to is the mother.
Mum.
Every son fancies his mum.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
And there's some very attractive mums out there. Absolutely. I mean, let's not deny it. You know, they're looking after themselves increasingly nowadays. We're seeing mums, you know, you've popped out the baby already. We're sprinting around the park with prams.
The scrummy mummies.
Scrummy mummies, we're doing sit-ups. Good. Yes. I mean, yes, I'm all for that.
Absolutely. You know, and your son has been watching you do that and keep yourself in trim.
Yeah. And how, you know, look, he's a guy. Whatever you want to say, whatever you think, a guy is going to look at a gal and think...
One thing only.
Mm. And it's going to be yes, please. We need to be aware of that as mums. And to a certain extent... we need to enjoy that because, you know, sometimes, again, particularly in your case, but, you know, husbands come and go.
Mm.
A son will pretty much throughout his life be up for it. That's a great booster for mums out there.
Absolutely. To know you're always attractive to somebody.
To at least one person.
Yeah, I think really that's not, Valerie, no, is nothing weird about that. That's actually really, really nice.
And well done. Well done. Good for you. Good for you and good for... what's the son?
Stephen Cuffy. From Bridport. It's quite a small place.
It's lovely around there, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely lovely. I had an uncle who lived there for a while, actually.
Yes. Smashing little...
Ronald. Uncle Ron.
Oh, good old
and Auntie
Ron.
Edna.
Oh. Our next letter is... Dear Joan and Jerrica, my husband has become very fat and I no longer find him attractive. I've suggested he go to one of those health retreats in Austria and I've offered to pay, but he says he doesn't need it. Sometimes I fantasise he will suddenly drop dead of a heart attack. Is there something wrong with me? Beatrice Gunderston from Leeds.
Gosh. Well, and again, a letter that looks like, on the face of it, one thing, and sadly, under the surface, is something very, very different, isn't it?
I mean, my first thing is, like, what's wrong with the fat guy?
Absolutely. I mean, we've talked about this on the programme.
Dab tums,
moobs. We're all about moobs. We love getting hold of a big pound of manly flesh.
Unless it's shielding a tiny penis, which sometimes will happen.
That the can.
Gut spills over and the penis actually starts to retract into the fleshy pubis.
Indeed, and yes, that can be very, very difficult for both a man and a woman. What happens, essentially, is that you end up with what they call a vaginal pocket, which is essentially the flesh has grown round and then sealed over. So you will find that intercourse becomes increasingly difficult. You know, there may be a gap where the penis can poke and pop through and come out and enter the vagina after a number of years. If the guy does get fatter, that can completely close up. So that's a problem. She doesn't say that's happened here.
No, it's more that she's just looking at him, finding him aesthetically unattractive.
Yes, which, you've got to beg a few questions.
What does she look like?
Yes, and do we have a photo?
We do.
Yes, okay. Oh dear. So, yes, I mean, it may be that the husband has eaten a sort of comfort.
Yes, I think he's eaten his way, he's trying to eat his way out of his marriage.
I think that's what's happening here. It sounds like he's probably succeeding, good on him. But, you know, I think, look, you know, the point is, it's not really up to us to tell the guys how they do and don't look. Yes, all right, the other way around, fair play, you know, but this worries me a lot, this letter, actually.
I mean, Beatrice is as thin as he is fat. It's like Jack Spratt and his wife, isn't it?
I mean, she's got nothing on. I mean, she's got no boobs, she's got no hips. I mean, what's there to, you know... What's there to bang, for want of a better expression? There's nothing to bang, is there?
Just bones. He'd be a bone banger.
He'd be banging a bag of bones. No guy in his right mind wants to bang a bag of bones. You know, I think you do need to start looking at yourself, really, Beatrice, in the mirror. Stop focusing on the husband.
Exactly. I mean, everyone in a relationship, the other person is a reflection of what's going on.
Yes.
And so I think, yes, look to yourself first before you start criticising hubby and saying he's too fat.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're going to leave food on the plate, he's going to finish it. I mean, you know, it's
if she's cooking for him at all, it's possible that he's having to go out and eat huge takeaways.
Yes, fatty Chinese foods.
She says she fantasizes he'll drop dead of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite nasty.
That's an unpleasant thing to say, isn't it? And, well, you know, you bring these things on yourself, don't you? If you wish others ill, it will come back to you.
Yes, it's possible you'll have a stroke quite soon.
Yes.
With that thin physique, you look like the type of woman who would suffer from migraines, I would imagine.
Mm.
And with that in mind, you're likely to have a stroke any day.
That's right. High risk, I'd say. Get your blood pressure checked. And also get checked out for cancers, because, you know, those can be very wasting. And it may well be that you've got some nasty cancers hiding around in that bag of bones. So I would say go to GP and just get checked out.
Okay.
Thank you for your letter.
So thank you, as always, for sharing your troubles with us. You're all in their different shapes and forms and sizes and colours and whatnot.
Yes, thank you so much. I mean, what always strikes me is the bravery of the people that write in. you know, it takes a lot of courage to... you know, talk about some of these very, very personal, often rather unpleasant problems that people write in with. And we get sent photos diagrams and all sorts and samples. Mm. But, you know, Joan and I don't balk at any of this. We're very embracing of these matters, and we hope that we're helping you. Onto a road to recovery. So thank you very much.
We very much hope so. And we do have pamphlets available, as you know, in lots of different areas.
And different languages.
Different languages for all these sort of issues. So do feel free to contact us for those. We can send them through the post. We can't deliver them personally.
No.
We just don't have the time.
No.
But we do think of all of you in our prayers every morning, noon and night.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.